comes to public education, everyone from President Obama to Mayor Bloomberg is clear about the need to raise standards. It turns out many states had weakened their standards to satisfy the testing requirements of No Child Left Behind. WNYC's Beth Fertig visited a Lower East Side middle school that's been trying out the new reading and writing standards that will soon be required by New York State.
Standards are kind of like guideposts for teachers. They don't say all eighth graders must read The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway, but, for example, they do say...
W7 conducts short research projects to answer a question, including a self-generated question, drawing on several sources and generating additional related focused questions that allow for multiple avenues of exploration.
Mike Locker is an eighth grade humanities teacher at the University Neighborhood Middle School. His interpretation of that academic-sounding writing standard?
Writers are driven by the desire to develop and explore questions about life that are meaningful to them.
So, to meet that particular standard, Locker is directing his students to write research papers on the topic of war. Here are some of the questions they're planning to explore as writers.
Is it possible to win the current warfare against terrorism?
What were the different role of fashion? Like, what were the different types of uniforms at home and during the war?
Don't ask, don't tell. How if there was a gay person in the army, they couldn't tell.
The students will research these topics and write essays, satisfying one of the many writing standards expected of eighth graders.
So what are some of the other topics?
Standards are necessary because they guide teachers toward what their students have to master in order to move on to the next grade.
Yeah.
Lara Peinado, principal of University Neighborhood Middle School, says New York State didn't set the standards very well.
They were very vague.
And there were too many of them. In elementary math, for example, teachers were expected to cover dozens of topics each year. Asian countries with higher math scores only teach 3 or 5 topics a year. And because many districts, including New York City, don't have a set curriculum for English, schools and teachers had to often design their own. That's why Peinado says standards must be clear.
So you need to be able to know what students were expected to do in the 5th grade, possibly in the 4th grade or 3rd grade, if you're dealing with students who are not reading at grade level or writing at grade level, so that you can meet them where they are and then move them to where they need to be.
Otherwise, she says, they fall even further behind when they get to high school or college. Teachers say the state's new standards are shorter and more user-friendly. University Neighborhood Middle School is among 100 city schools that are piloting them this year. These Common Core standards are being used by many other states as part of a national effort supported by the Obama administration. The new standards put more emphasis on writing. In Locker's 8th grade humanities class, 14-year-old Elijah Matthew Moore says he thinks his writing has improved.
Instead of using a regular period, now I'm using semicolons or colons and other punctuation marks along those lines.
13-year-old Gabriel Ajara was worried about all this writing when WNYC visited his class last fall, but now he gets it.
I think it's useful for us to learn because in daily life we're going to be writing a lot, like for jobs and other things like that.
Educators say that's the real goal of the standards movement, to get more students ready for college and work. Locker says he thinks his students did improve this year.
They've been writing all year. They were more comfortable with it. We've done on-demand writing.
But he thinks the state hasn't caught up yet with its own standards.
And I was very angry with the 8th grade test because the day of the writing, there was not enough time. And this is something that I heard from all over the city.
The state says it's just begun revising its tests, and officials say standards are just the first step. Schools also have to integrate a curriculum aligned to those standards. And by 2015, the state says it will have all new tests. Meanwhile, the city will begin phasing in the new standards this fall. Examples of work from this pilot program at the University Neighborhood Middle School could become models for other schools. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.